وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we have now reached the last quarter of this year, and it is that time of the year when our matriculants and our learners in general, they are busy preparing to write their final examination. And we find that when we have these learners amongst us, be it in our homes or in our families, then it is not only that learner that becomes involved in writing that examination, but the entire household becomes part of it. The mother will tell the other children that do not disturb him, it is his exams, and they will do everything to make it comfortable for him. Like that, the family will make a lot of sacrifices, not just the learner or not just the matriculant, not just the person that is writing the exams, but the family, the entire family will make sacrifices. Perhaps they wanted to go out somewhere, or perhaps they had some invitation or some other commitment, but they will cancel all their plans. Why? Because we have to make sure that the person that is writing, he does not have any distractions, and he has the maximum amount of opportunity to excel in his exams. Similarly, you will find that the parents will now increase in their ibadat. The mother will wake up for tahajjud and make dua that Allah gives her child success in the examination. You'll find the learner, him also increasing in his ibadat, increasing in his good deeds. He will come to the masjid early, leave alone performing fajr salah. He might even start performing tahajjud salah and making dua and crying for success in his examination. And whilst all this takes place, and all this is in its place, and whatever we appreciate whatever the learners are studying and learning, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala make it easy for them and grant them success, not only in this dunya, but grant them success in the qabr, in the akhirat. Whatever knowledge they are learning, they must use it to for the betterment of their deen. So whilst all this is taking place, we find that this learner now, whatever he is studying or learning, it might just be for that moment and time that he requires that success. Or perhaps he will increase his studies, further his studies, and go to university. But that is not success in life. Many a times a person studies something, but he takes out his career with something else. He excels in matric, but it does not become a guarantee for him being successful in this dunya. Why? Because success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guaranteed success is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, we have this examination of the world and the efforts from the families and from the learners. But we also have to prepare for a far greater examination, for a far greater test that is coming. And such a test is such an examination that if a person excels in it, then he will excel forever and ever. And if a person fails in it, may Allah protect us and save us. If a person fails in it, then he will be doomed and destructed forever and ever. That is why Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he used to visit the Qabristan, then he used to stand at the Qabristan and he used to cry profusely. He used to cry so much at the Qabristan that his entire beard used to become filled with tears. So people used to ask him, then why are you crying so much? So he used to reply that, إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِّن مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ that verily the qabr, the grave, is the first stage from the stages of the year after. If a person is successful in this first stage, فَإِنْ نَجَى فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرَ مِنْهُ, then whatever is going to come after it is going to become very easy for him. After being successful in the qabr, the next stages in that he is going to encounter are going to be easy for him. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجَحْ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُ, but if he is unsuccessful in his grave, if he does not succeed in his grave, then whatever comes thereafter is going to be more and more difficult for him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith mentions that what takes place in the grave, the person who is placed, the mayyit, who is placed in the qabr, he hears the footsteps of the last people to leave, and once they are gone, Munkar and Nakir thereafter come and start questioning him. And friends and elders, the examination of this world, a person will study, and at times he might study the papers of the past years. Sometimes the paper is even leaked, but still he will require to study. He's not guaranteed what will come out. He might have some tips here and there. The examination of the qabr is such that the questions we have already been told. We know what is the questions, we know the answers also. It is simple questions, but it is not our tongues that will answer on that day. So they will come to him in the qabr and they will question him, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? If he was a righteous, pious person, then it will be very, very easy for him. He will reply, Rabbi Allah, that my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will ask him, Ma Deenuk, what is your religion? What is your deen? He will reply, if he was a good and righteous person, he will see that his deen is Islam. They will ask that, who is this man that has been sent to you? He will reply that he is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these questions will be posed to him in the grave. And thereafter the malaika will ask him, then how do you know the answers to this? So he says that, I recited the Quran, I believed in it, and I considered it to be true. Thereafter a caller will call out from the heavens that this person is speaking the truth. He's speaking the truth. So give him a bed from Jannat, give him clothing from Jannat, and a door from Jannat will be opened into his qabr. Such a large and distant door that he will see as far as his eye can see. The fragrance from Jannat will now enter into his qabr, and it will be said to him that, enjoy the bounties and the ni'mat now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and make us from amongst that. On the contrary, may Allah protect us and save us. If a person was an evil person, if a person was a wrongdoer, then when these questions are posed to him, a disbeliever, he will find it very, very difficult to answer those questions. He will say, ha, ha, la adri. I don't know the answers, I don't know the answers. Ma rabbuk, ma deenuk, ma hadha rajul alladhi bu'itha ilaykum. He will not know the answers to it. And they will ask him that, how come you do not know the answers? You'll see, I don't know. You'll see, a caller will call out from the heavens, will see that he's speaking lies. And thereafter, an angel, such a powerful angel that Allah Ta'ala has created, who cannot see and cannot hear, he has a large hammer with him. And this hammer, if you were to pound a mountain, then the mountain will be reduced to ashes and dust. This angel will now be set into his qabr, and it will be said that, give him a bed from Jahannam, give him clothing of fire from Jahannam. A door of Jahannam will be opened to his qabr, and thereafter his qabr will be narrowed to such an extent he will be crushed in his qabr, that the ribs from one side will crush into the ribs of the other side. And thereafter this malaika, this angel, will continue pounding him, and every time he pounds him, his body will be destroyed, and thereafter it will continue, come back to life and continue like that. Such is the difficulty and the torment that this person, this evil person, will be facing in the qabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and may Allah ta'ala make us successful in the qabr and in the hereafter. Friends and elders, after that will be the day of qiyamah. And like in this world, we have a trial exams, and thereafter we have the finals. So one will be the question in the qabr. And thereafter will be the questioning on the day of Qiyamah. And each and every person will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that ma min yawmin illa sayukallimuhu rabbuhu laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. Today is the day when each and every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to him. Between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no translator, there is no barrier. Directly in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. A person will run away from his brother, a person will run away from his parents, a person will run away from his children. Even a mother who has a small newborn baby, she will leave that baby one side. Such is the difficulty. The sun will be above a person's head and people will be drowning in their sweats. On that day, a person will now stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Now it is the day of examination, and it is the day where his test will be taken, and he will see his results. On that day, it is such that his deeds will begin answering for him. Allah Ta'ala mentions Surah Yasin, that on that day, he will place a seal on their lips, that his hands will now begin talking for all whatever action and whatever deed he has done. A person will not be able to deny whatever wrongdoings he has done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Majid, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْءٌ وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. That a person will not be oppressed in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the exams. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The scales of justice will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to oppress a person in any way. وَإِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتِيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. That even if it is a grain of mustard seed, whether for him or whether against him, it will be brought. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we are sufficient of those who take account of a person. So this is the examination of the Akhirah, how a person lives his life in this world. That will be how it will be for him in the day of Qiyamah. Friends and elders, when a person is in that examination room of this world, and now he has completed his paper, the examination, the room is silent. Completely silent. Nobody talks in that room. While a person is writing, there's no disturbance in that room. And the silence is broken by the voice of the examiner. The examiner will remind the class that perhaps there's 30 minutes left, perhaps there's 20 minutes left for the examination, and thereafter she will remind the class and she will remind the learners that check your answers, make sure you have written correctly. Those that have finished, please check your papers again just to make sure you have written the correct answers. Friends and elders, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no warning given. When a person's time is up, there is no warning given that now you have 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 10 days or years or whatever the case may be. There will be no warning. A person's time is suddenly, but he still has to check himself. And when does he check himself? He has to check himself all the time. Whether it is daily, every moment he has to ponder and reflect that what have I done so far in my life? Am I living my life in conformance with Deen and Sharia? Am I living my life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I living a life of sin and disobedience? How many orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have I broken? He needs to check from the time he wakes up in the morning. Am I performing my Fajr Salah with Jamaat? How many years have I missed my Fajr Salah? Am I making an effort to read my, rectify my Salah, read the Qadha that I have missed? Rectify my life. If I have missed out anything in my life, whatever wrong I have done, am I making an effort to rectify it? Am I making an effort to purify my heart of all the evils of the heart? Whether it is malice, whether it is jealousy, whether it is greed, whether it is hatred, whether it is pride, am I making an effort to cleanse my heart of all this? So these are all the ways in a person has to check himself for the examination of the Akhirat. One person came to Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi and told him that I wish to live a life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want to stay away from sins, but I'm finding it very, very difficult. So Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi tells him that you need to remember and ponder about five things at all the time. And what are these five things? He tells him that first and foremost, if you wish to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may do so, but do not eat the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So he tells him that how can it be such? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Razik, the entire world food is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim bin Adham tells him that are you not ashamed that you're eating that food that Allah ta'ala has given you, but you're still breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point is if you're going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, it tells him the entire world belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi, la ilaha illa hu. Rabbul Mashriqin wa Rabbul Maghribin, la ilaha illa hu. North, south, east, west belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where can I go that does not belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he tells him that you are living on a land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are still breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point is this, that if you break the commands of Allah ta'ala, do it in such a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see you. Again, he says that it's not possible. Allah is aware. Allah is watching me. Allah knows every action of mine. يَعْلَمُ خَوَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Leave alone what is on the outside. Allah knows what is in my heart also. What is inside also, Allah is aware of it. Again, he tells him that are you not ashamed? You are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what you are doing. As I mentioned, that there are two Malaika, they are recording and writing everything. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتِيْنَا بِهَا. Even to the size of a mustard seed will be brought forward on the day of Qiyamah. What is the next point? He says that the day is coming when each and every one of us will have to leave this world. When the Malaika come to take your life, to take your ruh away, then tell them that give me a little bit of time. I'm not ready. Give me a little bit of time. I need to rectify and correct a few things in my life. So he says that they will not listen to me. So Ibrahim bin Adham tells him that how can you still live a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you do not know when your time to leave this world is going to be. At any time you have to leave this world. He says, what is the next point? The next point is this, that when the malaika, when the angels of azab, of punishment, are dragging your body away to the fire of Jahannam, then tell them that please give me a chance. Send me back to this world. I want to rectify myself and thereafter come back. So he says again, they will not listen to me. That is the reality, friends and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. Our life in this world is a test and it is an examination. And how we live our life in this world, that is how our results will be hereafter. Just like how our learners who are writing their exams and we are involved with them and we encourage them to excel and succeed in their examinations in this world of greater and utmost importance. Of the greatest importance is how we have to inculcate in us and our learners of the examination and remind them of the examination of the hereafter, that how a person to excel in his examination of the hereafter. It does not be such that only during this time a person frequents the masjid because he has some need and he wishes to excel in the exams and thereafter we do not see the person. No, friends and elders, a person should be such that every moment of his time, just like how a person stays away from sins because he wishes to succeed in the examination, a person should stay away from sins every moment of his life so that he can succeed in the examination of the akhirah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we will attain the true success. And the true success is this, that when a person receives his hisab, his book of deeds in his right hand, and he will cross the bridge of Sirat like the speed of lightning, and he will be entered into Jannat without any reckoning. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.